our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Mark. And
What?
What?
Did you know? Did you know the slash is purple when we max it out?
When we yell too loud? Ah! See?
Yeah, go
ah!
I guess we should. That's going to kill whoever's listening to this. Why did it get louder all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Like, it was quieter before.
Because we're all like putting...
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's it. Anyway, Mark's here.
Really. Hi, everybody.
From North Dakota. From Grand Forks.
Don't you
Seattle. Because we're not in Grand Forks.
We used to be... When we first started this podcast, we lived...
When we first started this podcast, we lived in Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then we moved to Fargo, North Dakota. And
we
then
didn't,
moved
I don't
to Grand
think we
Forks,
did that
North
many
Dakota.
Episodes in Fargo, though. That was kind of during the time.
We didn't do very many in Sioux Falls, either.
We didn't, but I think we did them more consistently. And then we kind of did them consistently a little bit in Fargo. And then we kind of stopped for like 6 months at a time. And then now we do it all
but
the
then,
time.
But then one day we were just like, we're going to do one every week.
And then we
forever.
Just have somehow.
Did we miss one?
No, we haven't missed any.
We haven't missed any
we
yet.
We haven't missed any. We've pre-recorded any we thought we might miss. I mean, we've been like a day or two late, but we haven't, we've never missed one.
Remember, what's your favorite episode we did?
My favorite episode that we did? Uh-huh. Oh, like ever?
Wait, hold on a second. We have a guest. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Tell me about your favorite episode of our podcast.
I love all of them.
Great. That's a perfect answer. That's the correct answer.
It's the best answer I have.
You probably should turn down the microphone on
oh
there
my
just
God.
A little bit.
How do I do that?
You see that microphone slider at the top?
All right, it's going to get
bring it
quiet.
Down a tiny little notch.
We're so sorry for blowing your ears out.
There
everyone.
We go. All that right. should help.
All right. And also, I'm not like sticking my face right in the microphone and yelling anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That was probably going to be really quiet for everybody. Oh, well. Yeah. My favorite episode of the podcast, we had a musical one that we recorded at like 2 in the morning once. I think that might be my favorite one.
How about this? Top 3.
Oh, I don't know 3 episodes of our podcast. I'm sorry, I know 2 episodes
my
of our
favorite
podcast.
One is this one.
Oh, okay. Aww. That's a lie, though.
Total lie.
I can do my top 3.
I really like one of the very early ones when you and your sister were doing like... We had a game and you had to guess each other's
oh,
answers.
Oh, that was before my sister liked you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I think you were just visiting. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Like,
that was like
it
our
was
second
still
episode.
Really early on in our relationship, and my sister was not on board with you yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like the first episode we did with my
does
sister.
Does she still hate me?
No, I don't think she hates you.
Not anymore.
I think
Amanda,
she would have noticed.
Do you still hate me?
Sister, do you hate Adam? I don't think that you do.
I referred to you as my sister-in-law today.
You did. It was weird. I never heard you say aww. That before.
I like talking directly to specific people that listen to the podcast.
Hello, all you listeners.
I wonder if Marcus listens still.
I don't think they have anything to do with the internet anymore.
They disappeared from the internet.
It's been since August.
Marcus.
Oh, we had a sister podcast.
Okay. Sister podcast
no,
might
we
be
just,
a strong one.
It was, yeah.
There was a podcast called The Redundant Lives of Alice and Marcus.
Alex
and Marcus, mm-hmm. where there were these two guys in England who lost their jobs.
Oh, delightful.
And then
they
got jobs, so they stopped podcasting.
Oh, okay.
And also, I think it was really inconvenient because it sounded like one of them had to travel a long way to go to the other one's house to do the podcast, which is not a recipe for a successful podcast.
I don't
podcast.
Know. I mean, Brian Quinn drives from Staten Island to... Red Bank, New Jersey, every week.
Is that
week.
Far?
Yeah.
I, mean, I have
like
no a, idea how
it's like
far
an hour and a half through a lot of traffic.
Oh. That sounds awful. Because
it's New York City traffic.
You gotta phone that in.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite podcasts, though, that you two have done has to be Work Shenanigans. Just, this was some time ago. When,
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
No.
Explain it to us.
So this was back when Haley was still in Grand Forks. I think you both were there, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. A whole lot.
I was in Grand Forks once.
There may have been substances like alcohol involved. I don't know. But I do know this. it was a really rough day, really crappy day, and then Holly came on the podcast. She's just like, ah, I hate people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you were just going off about shenanigans with, I think it was KM stuff in your department. No, it was training stuff.
It was probably training
stuff. You were talking about this one guy who was a total idiot.
Yeah, and I probably talked about him again today.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
There were like a couple of
times. Still mad about it.
But no, in the podcast, you were just raving about it. It was my favorite thing because it's fun listening to you rave and rant.
Oh, good. Well, at least somebody appreciates it. Nobody else does.
Aww.
Yeah, so musical episode was one of my top three. I liked that one. We did one in the car, like on the way back from visiting your hometown.
Oh, yes. That was a good one.
That was an interesting one. And I tried, like, a gross racist soda, and it wasn't very good, and it was also racist. It was, like, Cherokee Red.
Cherokee Red.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's so awful. Good.
That's marketing awry right
it's
there.
It's bad. It's the it's best also soda. A bad soda. What other episodes do you like?
It was so good. I like the Apocalypse one. Like, how is the apocalypse going to happen?
Oh, that was really early.
We, like, did
God,
research
like
for that one.
Two.
Yeah,
we cared then. It was so weird.
So weird that you cared or that episode?
Yes.
Both. Okay.
So so people who are listening to our podcast might not know who our guest is.
Oh, yeah. You should introduce yourself in the middle of the top three.
Oh.
Good timing.
So, hello, everyone. My name is Mark. I've known Holly and Adam for while
I started at
Amazon my employer in 2013 so like
whatever subtract that from whatever year it is now when you're listening to this
years.
And that's right. The amount of years
I've known them for some time now.
That's true. And if you're listening to this in like 2021 mm-hmm. you're gonna have to add like 4 years onto that,
right?
There will be some math involved.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but
yeah
no, I've known these two for some time now, and I've worked with Holly on a couple of things work-related here and there. I still do from time to time. She's one of my favorite people in the world, her and her
Me
husband.
Me too.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm one of my favorite people, too.
Oh, you're one of her favorite people?
I mean, I'm...
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think you're declaring a lot here.
I'm here in Seattle, working on my book. No, I wish. I'm actually here work-related stuff for Amazon. I know, right? If I could just do, like, a promotion or a shill or something on your show.
That'd be great.
Right? Signal boost this podcast, you guys. It's really great stuff. If you haven't, like, already known this material, these two are amazing.
So how can people find you on social media?
So they can find me at Twitter. Mark Edward Haskell. I am on Twitter. I do tweet.
I didn't know you were on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter too. At
I'm
Matt
also
Olaf.
On Twitter.
I'm on Twitter at I think I'm at DL0Blue or some shit like that. I have to grab my.
I'm on Twitter. Not sure what my Twitter handle
is. I just log on and I spout shit, much like our president.
That's that's what Twitter was made for. So
right?
I don't blame you.
Do you follow us on Twitter? At Aha Podcast on Twitter.
Absolutely. So I'm turning around to do that right now.
Of course they do.
So Mark is a huge fan of our podcast.
Total number one fan. That's why I'm here, right?
No, we so I had an idea today. It's magic related. So this is like the magic minute that I do sometimes when I just talk about magic cards. So people were talking about like making a cube, which is like you get a set amount of cards that you draft, and you, and then you build decks. It's just you do a draft, and you get like at least 480 cards, or I think it's at least 360. You need 45 for each player, so you can do a draft, and then you build decks and play against each other. But this is something. Remember when I had that thing where you took that one set and I made like little packs of 15 cards?
Yep.
I want to do that again, but I want to do it across sets, and. Like have each little, but I want to do like 10 card packs, and then you have to play with 6 different ones, and you build a deck out of those. So I'm gonna try and build a, they call it the 10 card cube. Mm. So you get, I think I'm just gonna have people draft 6 of them. So it'll be like a Winston draft where you look at it and take it or don't, and then get the next one. But yeah.
Yes, we're just a blank page on Twitter.
And then people, you draft all the ones, and then mix them together and play a deck. But I'm working on it. I just had the idea. like, well, I had it a long time ago, but I'm kind of expanding on it, and I think I'm gonna build it, because I have that all those custom cards that I made that's so much easier to playtest online than it is in person. So I'm just gonna take those apart and do my custom, or my little 10 card cube thing. That's all.
No, is just to clarify on that cube, is that going to be like an actual device, or is it going to be like a cardboard cube that you just put cards in?
It's not even that. It's like less straightforward than that.
No, it's called a cube. It's just
it's just a bunch of cards. I don't know why they call it a cube. It's very confusing.
Well, because the first ones were, they put them in like a square box.
Oh, well, why don't they still do that?
Because you can make a box for it. So I don't know how many I'm going to get to start with, but each player needs to have 6 10-card packs and then build the deck using 4 of the 6, but you have to use all the cards in each pack.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That'd be
exciting. Yeah, so 2 of the packs you draft you don't play with, but the other 4 you do, and then you play games. Yeah. So I'm going to be working on that. That's my project I'm going to be working on tonight. I also have other projects I'm working on. I started getting back into JavaScript so I can build my browser game, which... is going to be a few years from now, but I want to do it before I die.
People in 2021 listening now, you are going to enjoy the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
Also, my other projects are...
Oh, wait, can you say that on radio?
Fuck.
We're not on the radio. Yeah, Shit, butt, cut.
Well,
what?
We are actually...
Titty balls.
We are listed as explicit in iTunes, so it's okay.
Oh, awesome. All right, so it's okay to cut, okay.
Yeah, you can swear all the fuck you want.
Fart.
Like, I can't come up with anything. Fart.
Narf. What? Snarf. Wrong era.
And some tasty, tasty lacrosse.
What else should I get from...
Everything.
You getting some...
I need $3 more to check out.
Get some card sleeves. The green Hypermat. Hypermat,
do they have?
I don't remember the...
Well, no, that's a real question. This is Prime Now, so they probably don't.
Oh, I suppose you're right, yeah.
I need the green Hypermat KMC sleeves.
They don't have them.
Like the dark green?
They don't have them.
I know, but those are the ones I always get, so I have the same ones.
That's great, and I really appreciate that you would do that. They do not sell them on Prime Now.
Okay.
Mm.
Do you need anything else? Do you need a snacks?
Ooh, maybe a thing of milk. Did you see your breakfast that I made
for
you?
Can I get milk just from Amazon? I did not have a chance.
Whole milk?
I did not have a chance to eat the milk.
Okay, maybe get a box of cereal.
Wait, what would you make for her?
I made her a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, you baked it yourself?
No, I got it at the grocery store.
Well, if you would like organic milk, it is $6.59.
Jesus, Christmas.
You can get a half carton, half gallon for $4, which is still way too much.
I mean, I'll just go get it for $2.
Just get it at the store.
Okay, you know what you can get for $3? La Croix, lime.
I already got like 4 of them.
How about...
ooh, we need spaghettis. Just like...
I was just going to make pasta. Like,
oh, man, yeah.
By hand.
That's so much better.
I took some eggs out even to do that.
How you were just going to make it tonight?
Fruit by the foot?
Yeah, then dry it out. Oh, is fruit by the foot a thing?
Maybe. Remember, you remember
fruit by the goddamn foot.
Yes. Hold on. We're finding out if there's fruit by the foot.
Okay.
Good news. Fruit by the foot.
Yes.
Tie-dye, berry, 6-count.
Cherry.
$1.99.
Get 2 of them.
Yes.
Hold on.
Okay. That's good.
There's also strawberry. Should I get a berry and a strawberry?
Yeah.
Why do we need fruit by the foot? We don't.
Oh,
remember fruit roll-ups?
Oh, yeah.
Do those still exist?
See if they have any 70% off Valentine's Day candy.
They do still have fruit roll-ups. They still have pictures on them.
Nice.
No, I don't think they sell clearance.
Do they have Silly Putty?
We don't need Silly Putty.
Do they have bismuth?
Foot, though.
Do they sell just bismuth?
No. And also, we have enough stuff to just...
Do they sell magic cards?
I don't know.
They
actually
do, actually.
They probably do on
not
Prime
on
Now.
Prime, not on Prime Now.
They probably do. I know that they do individually because
yeah,
it's a goddamn
seller,
nightmare
yeah.
every time I try to write a weapons rule.
Manrique Gusari.
Oh, kill me.
I had a solid contact about that shit.
Magic cards?
Magic the Gathering, well, Arena, no. The Planeswalkers, Battle for Zendikar expansion.
Ugh.
Like they're...
No, they don't have it.
Yeah, they're... whole deal was that their detail page was ripped off because product compliance wrote a rule against weapons.
That's so
It was pulled down incorrectly.
I have something important to tell you, Mark.
What is it, Adam?
Since you are a guest on our podcast, you get a special gift.
I get a special gift?
That you have to take with you.
Oh, God. Because we've been trying to give shit away for forever and no one takes it?
You is have that won. Why? Oh, lost God. The board game.
Oh, my God. I am
He's
losing my
back,
shit.
Though, so it's probably...
It might go. I don't know where it's going to go. But you have to
into
take
the,
it with you.
Into the lobby of my hotel.
You know, we could donate it to Card Kingdom. Oh. In case anyone ever wants to play
That's
Lost
a better idea.
What else right. do you have for me?
Okay, I have the Werewolf Player's Guide.
Oh, God.
No, it doesn't have the rules in it.
The complete... This is for the World of Darkness, Werewolf the Apocalypse.
Okay.
This is the Player's Handbook.
Oh, look at
you
this.
You might
I'm
need to get the...
Shit.
You might need to get... If you will give this to Card Kingdom, but you can have that book. That's easier to transport home. Unless you really want the game. Because I'm going to donate it to Card Kingdom so
it's
people can
good
play
game.
It.
It's
an
not.
Awful,
if you were worried
game.
About that, it's a horrible
really?
Game.
Yeah, the book is
yeah.
probably better. You can take it with you.
Awesome. I will. Oh, look at that. Oh, this is so cool.
Uh-huh. There you go. You have won a free gift.
Does anyone Woo! Else need anything immediately before I place this order?
Oh, my
Rolex.
And by immediately, I mean
fruit
between 8 and 10 p.m.
Fruit by the foot.
I've got that.
How about you? Oh, okay, good.
I'm going to tip this guy $2 because he's going to have to bring 4 cases of La Croix up, okay?
Yeah, true.
It's the stress.
It's okay. We live by stores, so like if there's not like this is really just
Do
because
butter?
We're too lazy to
Do
go to a
butter?
Real store.
Oh, because everything costs more except for La Croix,
yeah.
which costs about the same or less.
Yeah, it
ice
does.
Cream?
Let's see about ice cream.
We need sugar. I don't know.
I mean, I drink.
We
La
have
La
so much sugar though.
Yeah. Do you want sugar? Yeah.
Nope. Oh. All of these drawers have sugar in them.
Oh,
actually,
really?
It's not true. I think the bottom has magic card boxes, but
oh, okay.
these two drawers both have sugar. But no.
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 We have a
so
snack.
Speaking of, so we have a snack.
We do have a snack.
Once Holly
speaking
is finished
sugar,
placing her Prime Now order.
This is taking a really long time to load.
I need jeans. Crispy jeans.
Crispy jeans.
Crispy jeans.
I don't
They're on my
we
wish list.
Prime Now jeans.
What? Are you serious?
Are there like bacon flavored jeans or something? Or?
No, they're just crispy.
They're just new. Crisp.
Crispy jeans.
Oh, crisp was a new one. And,
yeah.
Okay.
My
but
old ones are
fresh and crisp.
My old jeans are getting kind of soggy.
And crusted.
Soggy! Well, if you would just freeze your jeans.
Who does that?
A lot of people. A surprisingly
yeah.
large number
What does
number
that do for your jeans?
You don't wash them. You only just freeze them.
It deodorizes them.
In theory. In practice, I don't think it does shit.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have crispy jeans, it's better than having crusty jeans, right?
It's true. Absolutely true. Because
you could have crusty jeans.
Like, Mark Maron has a thing. Like, his dorkdom, I heard him on Dork Forest, his dorkdom is jeans.
Yeah.
Like,
he wears a lot of jeans.
Jeans.
Yeah, but, like, he's into, like, a really expensive jean, and he doesn't wash them. He just freezes them.
Really?
And then he never washes them.
Why?
Because it degrades the jeans.
Devalues them. Like,
it makes them less crispy.
did they start to lose their value when he drove out of the parking lot with them?
Probably. A lot of people do that, though. It's like a real thing. People care about their jeans. They don't wash them.
Some people care about, like, shoes.
Right. So
oh, my God, shoes.
Oh, we have
our
a snack.
Snack is Peeps Oreos.
Peeps
Holy
Oreos.
Shit.
They're Oreos. They're like a white cookie.
Made of Peeps.
With like a Peeps filling.
Is it Easter already?
Oh, those poor
when
Peeps.
Is Easter?
There is a lot of Easter. Alexa, when is Easter?
Easter will be on Sunday, April 16th, 2000.
Oh, that's actually kind of a late Easter. I thought it was an early Easter.
Well, it's 40 days of Lent.
Fat Tuesday is Tuesday.
Yeah.
After
so.
Next Wednesday.
This
40
Tuesday?
Days after
yeah,
that.
Like 2 days from now, Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then 41 days after Fat Tuesday is Easter.
Thank you.
So I'm going to describe these aloud. It's a white vanilla-looking cookie like you get with Oreos a lot. The filling is pink cream. And they would have you believe from the front of the package that there's some sort of sugar situation happening in the filling, but I'm not seeing it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat a filling separately. Oh, yeah, it's grainy. If you just eat the filling. If you just lick that off.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Mm, yeah.
It's grainy. It doesn't taste like a peep at all.
No.
It's actually got kind of a weird chemical taste to it, but they did put sugar in it.
Thanks, Nabisco.
All right. My verdict is if you're going to eat these, don't eat the filling separately.
Don't expect them to taste like Peeps, but they're good. They're just sugary.
They're good if you eat it with the cookie, I think. I don't like the filling on its own.
Yeah, it's too sweet.
It's a little caustic.
You need the cookie to tone it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend these.
No.
I would eat a regular Oreo before I would eat these.
I mean, the cookie itself is really nice, and it balances that terrible, horrible filling.
Yeah, but there's better Oreos than this.
All right, I have to try one.
Yeah, it's a lot better intact.
Oh, you've already had some?
No, I just ate it.
Oh, I thought you just ate the...
No, I licked the filling off a little bit, and then I ate the rest with the cookie. Although, you don't really taste the filling at all when you have both cookies there, so you might as well just be eating the cookies.
Right?
It just tastes like an Oreo.
Yeah.
But less chocolatey.
Like a vanilla Oreo.
Which in and of itself isn't that bad.
No, not bad at all.
But it sort of just takes away from, like, the misleading packaging.
I think the filling is exactly the same as regular Oreo filling, but they made it pink.
No, they put sugar granules in it, too. Mm. No, it tastes more chemical-y. Like, there's a weird chemical aftertaste that I'm getting that I'm not enjoying. Mm. I'm going to keep eating them, but...
If you don't like them, you could just...
No, I'm going to keep eating them. But I definitely shouldn't be.
I'm going to wash that down with some crispy La Croix.
Yeah, well, mine's still in the fulfillment center.
I'm sorry, Mark. Would you like some La Croix?
I would love some La Croix.
Let me go grab you a lime La Croix.
Oh, God. I'm already on the phone. Oh,
thank you.
Would you like another Peeps
Merci
Oreo?
Merci beaucoup. Yes, please.
Have some Peeps Oreos.
Thank you.
They're peeptacular.
They're some peeptastic. They're Peeps. Thank you. I remember growing up, Peeps were like the most exciting thing in the world.
I hate Peeps.
I like Peeps if you leave the package open for like 3 days and they dry out. That's a better Peep.
So you have people in this world who are either you like the Peep or you hate the Peep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I personally like the Peep.
Mm-hmm.
I also have like this fun favorite thing to do where you get Dots. You remember Dots pretzels? These pretzels, or basically you get a pretzel stick, like a little miniature one. You could use rolled gold.
Toothpicks, actually.
Toothpicks are just as fine. I like to eat after it's a mess, but still. You put two Peeps, they're jousting Peeps, and you face each other in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And then you set the microwave for like 60 seconds, and they expand in the microwave. And then suddenly... Like, the game is you have to wait for one of the Peeps to, like, pierce to the other.
One will stab the other one.
Yep. And then that is Peep is therefore the winner and must be eaten first.
Unless you're unlucky and it somehow just curves up and misses or something.
Unlucky.
You'll notice a distinct lack of microwave here. There will be no Peeps jousting this year.
Because
we do not own a microwave.
We don't have a microwave. We just never got one. There's not enough
camera There's space. Not a place for it. Like, if they had, like, a mini microwave, maybe we could do it, but... It's not a thing.
What about a toaster oven?
We have an oven and a toaster.
Yeah.
If we're going to get a toaster oven, we need to replace the toaster with it.
Yeah. I learned today that you can cook steak in a toaster.
Really?
From Good Mythical Morning.
Can I tell you an anonymous story from a friend of mine at work?
You can tell me all the stories you want.
So she told me the story the other day, and I thought it was a really great story. So she grew up in an Asian household where they used a rice steamer or like a rice cooker or a toaster oven to heat up everything. So she'd never used a microwave before. So she went to college, and she had a chocolate chip cookie, and she wanted to warm it up. So she put it in the microwave, and she set it for 1 minute.
Oh, God.
Which, of course, is a perfectly reasonable amount of time to put it in a toaster oven.
Absolutely.
Not a reasonable amount of time for a microwave. So about, like, 45 seconds in, her roommate comes in and is like, there's smoke pouring out of the microwave, and they open it up, and the cookie has, like, a hole in it. Burned right through the middle, but the outside still looks like crispy and cookie fresh. So she made her roommate try it, and her roommate's like, "This tastes like death."
You can't do that.
And that's how she learned you should ask how long to microwave things.
Yeah, 10 seconds for a cookie max.
Yeah, cookies a 10 second, five
maybe
to 10 15, second food.
Maybe 15 if you're really
good. Depending on your wattage, please consult your user's guide.
Yeah, and like,
does anyone keep the user's guide?
I do.
Like elevation weird like that.
I mean, I would if it were my microwave, but like most places apartments I've lived in, like the last couple just had a microwave.
Yeah. Huh. We just never needed to get
one. Yeah, our last one had a microwave over the stove. It was a really nice apartment. I miss that apartment. I wish we could have ported that apartment here. The setup of this one is actually better.
We
but
have
I want,
like 1,000 windows.
I just want a better kitchen. I hate my kitchen.
So the two spells that you would have in real life go.
Oh.
two spells from D&D or wherever.
Okay, so is this two spells that I want or two spells that I would have?
That's
true.
I ask questions a lot of Adam, and I say, like, which of the McElroy brothers would you want to be your brother? And he's like, which one would I actually have as my brother, or which one would I want to have as my brother?
I challenge you and go both.
Would you actually have? And even finished top three, by the way. My other top podcast was the Valentine's Day one last year.
It would be like
Dragon Boaters.
That's not a spell.
Well, it was a Valentine's Day episode last year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
The words you're saying just sound like blah blah blah. So one of my spells would be like a super dash, run real fast, for a short period of time, because I can do that.
Oh, this is ones you already have.
Yeah, these are the ones I have.
Oh, like that's a skill you possess.
Right, but if there's a magic spell. And then one to make me real smart. Real smart spell. Like the
SMRT smart or like SMART smart?
Which one are you right now?
I'm just regular smart. If I had a spell, I would be like a regular person, but then smart.
Well, so that's you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is me. These are the two spells I would have.
What do I currently have? What spells do I currently have? We're gonna go with a Pokemon move. Rest. I have that one.
Mm-hmm.
There
go.
Long rest.
I sleep a lot.
Is long rest count as a spell?
And then is there a spell where you annoy everyone around you? Is that a spell? What spell is
that? Tasha's hideous laughter.
No, that makes other people laugh. Yeah. And they can't stop. That makes other people laugh uncontrollably. Is that a skill I possess? I don't think so. How about you? What spells do you have? Right now, what would you already own?
What I would already own? Let's see.
That noise probably sounds awesome on the podcast.
No, they're ripping open of the Oreos.
Do it again. Do it again, real slow. And then whisper into the microphone.
You're welcome.
I feel so satisfied with listening to this later.
Delightful. Oh, God. Okay, well.
No, there's a thing on the internet where they have videos.
ASMR, yeah. I think it's called, yeah. No.
And they, like, whisper into the microphone.
Not only do they whisper, but they'll, like, do just sounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds that, like, ridiculous. Sounds that are supposed
just
to be very, sounds that are supposed to be pleasing to the ear. Mm-hmm. I think personally they're grating and stupid, but that's just me. Yeah.
I'm on the same boat.
I like some of them. Some of them are awful.
Like bubble, like when they do the bubble wrap and they pop gently, like that. That's nice.
See, it's funny because I don't like that. I like crinkling paper.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Did it have like a campfire sound? That's what I want.
Yeah.
Or rain.
On Netflix from like Thanksgiving to New Year's.
Right. I just want like rain, like the sound of rain.
Hitting on a tin roof.
Just rain. Like a thunderstorm. Yeah. I don't need to have like people like whispering. I just want to hear rain.
Some people like it.
Yeah, some people are dumb.
So going
not
back,
those people, but some people.
Just other people.
So a magic power that I have already. I don't know what it's called, but I have this unique and uncanny ability to view all sides of an argument. Like, it's legit. Like, I can see another person's point of view and completely twist it around in my head.
Let's see.
Now, the two
that's
that
more like a character attribute, I think, than a spell.
That's a magic spell. It's friends.
Friendship.
Friendship spell.
Friendship.
That's
the
a real
power
spell.
Of friendship.
You can sometimes make bugs be your friend for long enough to run away from them.
And accidentally,
it's fine.
On the Adventure Zone, they accidentally charmed an orc, and he accidentally became charmed forever.
I have, high skill points in Tame Beast. Like, I can make doggies do things.
Charm animal.
That's good.
Charm animal, yep.
There you go.
The two, now that's to the two I own. Now the two that I want to have, gate and jump.
I just need one.
Bounce. No, bounce. So picture this. All right, Sicily, 1912. No, we're not going to go down that road. I've been binge watching The Golden Girls.
Oh, God.
So that's where my head is right now.
This show is so good.
We've been binge watching Fawlty Towers.
Oh,
slightly
God.
Different show.
Ooh, so racist.
Really racist.
Terribly racist.
But so great.
So gate, because I could roll out of bed at like 8, or no, not even, but like 2-3 minutes ready to go to work, pull myself together, and then gates, and then summon this gateway right to the office or right to the desk.
Also teleportation.
But the problem is...
Well, yeah, teleportation.
The issue is it's once per day.
So you're going to have to Uber home.
No, that's fine.
That's fine, because
no,
at work, you can just
what I do, though, you guys, is I just make it a meta magic feat.
Sure.
And then I can do that whenever I want.
You're fine.
Okay.
I think even at once a day, though, that's fine, right? Because you only really need it on the way out the door.
Yeah.
Because you want to sleep as long as possible. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you're at work, what's the extra 20 minutes to get home?
Right, right. The other one that I want as, like, maybe even a meta magic feat is bounce. So if I don't have gate, right, for whatever reason, or if I'm on my way home and we get stuck in traffic like we often tend to do here, bounce. It's really simple. You point at that object and you say bounce, and suddenly that thing jumps into the air and does not stop bouncing
up. That sounds like an awful experience for everyone else.
It's called Super Ballify.
So what you do is you point at the car in front of you, you go bounce, and all of a sudden it's lifted 20,000 feet in the air and you're moving forward. Bounce. And you just keep doing that.
It sounds to me like you just want to murder people. Which, I don't blame you. I'm going to murder people too.
I mean... I don't care, because I'm going to get home on time.
In that case, the spells that I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prestidigitation.
Oh, God.
You just want to clean 1 square foot at a time.
Yeah, the toilet.
Prestidigitation, it's 5 square
done.
Feet. Yeah,
the
that would be the
clean.
First time you've ever cleaned the toilet.
Correct. And it would be once per day. Prestidigitation. Bathroom's clean. You're welcome.
At the end of the
that's
end of
actually,
the day.
That's not bad, right? Because you could just cycle through the things in the house and they get clean like once a week.
Magic would solve our problems, I tell you.
I don't need anything fancy.
No.
Ooh, chill touch. So if I need a cold beverage.
That's a little too specific, I feel like. Don't you think so?
You wouldn't want chill touch? So if you have like a warm iced tea, you'd be like, oh man, I really wish this iced tea was frosty. So I could have
I guess maybe it's because I like to drink room temperature drinks.
Yeah, that's true.
Is the problem.
How about, knock. You just open anything.
Open any door?
Huh.
I don't know about that. That's kind of weird.
That would get us in trouble at work, I think.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Like, some doors are closed for a reason. You were a locksmith.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd just be a locksmith. You'd be like, that's your door open for you.
I would just be like, oh, you want it open? There you go.
Like the Fonz, knock it and it's open.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I would like... Okay, so in this theoretical world, does everybody have 2 magic spells, or is it just me?
No, like, you would have that...
But
like,
nobody else in the world does.
Nobody would have that same spell.
Sure, but...
Like, everyone should be able to have... I feel that in Soviet America, we should all have magic access, I think.
Right,
like,
so
like,
people
no
know that.
Should be
so
alike.
People know that magic exists... And that it's legit and everybody
and
has
people
it.
Have an access to it, yeah.
Right. Unless they're muggles.
Yeah, damn.
Fuck those guys.
God damn muggles. So racist tonight. Muggles. See, there I go saying that M word all the time. no wonder I've been put in Slytherin for the past like 12 times I've taken that damn quiz.
I've been Ravenclaw every time.
Yeah, so I go back and forth. Times. I'm usually Slytherin, but sometimes
my
I'm
Patronus
Ravenclaw.
Is an eagle or a hawk.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's a hawk. I don't remember. I think it's a hawk. It might be an eagle.
I didn't do the Patronus quiz.
I'm so like, in you know, they did a thing where they combine the houses, right? So you could be like a
Slytherin. Oh,
pop?
Yeah. I
yes.
was nowhere. I was way off. Because it was like your personality type, right?
Yeah.
And I took that quiz and didn't match.
Yeah. No.
I was a Slytherclaw once.
Yeah.
That made sense for me, I think.
Yeah. I think a lot of smart people are either Slytherins or Ravenclaws.
Resourceful people that are supposed to be like Slytherin. That makes sense to me. But then again, like with the way that the books portray like Slytherins, like Slytherin's got a really bad rap in that book.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, right place, wrong time, right place. You know, just so happens that Coinky Dink, bunch of fuckers like dickbags came from that mm-hmm. house. Like,
yeah. They...
Giving it a bad name for everyone else who was like, well, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And then you got your horse Slughorn, who's not trying to do nothing. He's just hanging out.
Well, to his credit, I mean, you can see the traits in that man for him being a Slytherin, because he's a resourceful fucker.
Yeah.
He uses people.
Yeah, but he's not, like, evil.
No, not maliciously evil, I don't think.
Comprehend languages.
Okay.
There you go. That's a good one.
It would be incredibly useful. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think about my other one. I don't know, color spray? Just knock people out. No, color spray knocks people out.
Oh my god, remember when I used color spray that one time?
No, my other one would probably be, what's the one with the tiny hut?
Liam's tiny hut?
Yeah, you can just have a hut. if I'm cold outside, I'd be like, I'm gonna chill here.
Yeah, you just open the
door. Takes like a minute, and then I'm in a hut, and it's warm there.
Tree walking would be a unique ability.
Or maybe create food or create water.
Create food and water, yeah.
Those are useful. You have to already have food or water, I think, though, to make those. The components of the spell are water.
Yeah, you just pull a Jesus and just, like, make a bunch of loaves of bread out of one loaf of bread.
Yeah, I guess so. Jesus said create food. Yeah. We didn't know. Nobody realized Jesus was a D&D character. Mm-hmm. What level is Jesus? What level is Jesus?
I thought Jesus was also a cleric. Because
I think Jesus started and ended at the same level, roughly. I don't think he really gained any levels along the way.
Like a level 15 sorcerer.
I mean, he had, like, 30 years, but I don't think he... What was 60-year-old Jesus like? God, probably pain in the ass, right?
I don't know.
Do you think Jesus had colic? You think Jesus was a colicky baby?
I don't know.
Maybe.
No, I've never seen The Last Temptation of Christ. I don't know what that is.
It's a movie, was it Scorsese, maybe?
Probably. Is it one of those movies where there's, like, Francis a fancy Ford old Coppola? Person I'm supposed to know about in it? Some kind of actor, it's like there, a real famous one.
Oh, it's Willem Dafoe as Jesus.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
He was good.
He's a good actor. But...
So it goes along the story of Jesus and like up until the point when he's on the cross, and then the devil tempts him to like to come down off the cross, and like what would happen if he like,
does he do it?
Yeah fuck those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, well, it's the last like he did.
Fuck that guy.
But like, and then he goes back, and like it was like what would happen if he did? Like you'd see what. Would
oh,
happen
I get
he,
it.
If he kept living his life,
that's funny.
What happened. Mass chaos.
He became Buddy Christ.
Cats and dogs living together.
Mm-hmm. Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
Oh,
no. But yeah, or maybe even, like, purify food so, like, our food would never go bad.
You know, I think that the one part about that whole story that everyone doesn't pay much attention to, and, like, nobody really cares about the cuckold, right, in that relationship. So you have Mary, Joseph. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was an immaculate... No, Joseph, I swear it was an immaculate
Joseph.
Conception. The Lord came
Joseph,
down and
I
touched me.
I don't know what happened. I'm pregnant, and it's
There was
the
an
Lord,
angel.
So
said that I'm pregnant from God.
But we didn't do it. Me and the angel. He was just over there, and I was over here, and then he said I was pregnant, and I was pregnant. Like, he said I was already pregnant, but, like, I think I might have got pregnant.
To have been in that room with the conversation happen.
Yeah, like, sure.
Honey,
sure.
With God, though. For real. For real.
What a kind of,
for real.
So, like, we know that Joseph was, like, a carpenter or whatever, and a fisherman. Like, his son sort of grew up to be, right? And the funniest thing about that is, like, was he a distant father? Like, working in the shop? Like
a spiteful father.
Right?
We don't know.
Didn't Life of Brian have something to do with this?
Did you watch Life of Brian yet?
Yeah, I told you I watched it a while ago. I just forgot I watched it.
We have it on CISO.
Yeah, I know it's on CISO. Still not sponsored by CISO.
By the way,
still willing to be sponsored by CISO.
We watched
really
the whole Mabim Bam show twice.
You watched it twice. I watched it once
it
in a row. It was great. Totally watch it. We'll watch it again if I'm bored.
Next week.
Yeah,
probably
I'll give it like a week.
This week.
10 out of 10, we'll watch.
Yeah, for real. It's good.
If
good
you
stuff.
Don't have CISO,
they're good boys.
It's $3.99. They're good boys.
Who's the best boy? Top three McElroy brothers.
Number three, Justin.
I'm going to go number three, Travis.
Really?
Yeah.
I like
Even
Travis.
Though he's the brother I would want to be the my
he's,
brother
he's
the most.
My number one.
He's your number one?
So Griffin's my number two.
Griffin's my number one.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Justin's squarely in the middle.
Yeah.
Although maybe after the show I've changed my mind. Maybe I'm just biased because I mostly listen to Sawbones.
Mm.
So I mostly know Justin.
Mm. Oh, Sawbones.
Should we have anything? We're at 30 minutes.
Like,
do we have anything
minutes.
Else that we need to cover today?
I don't know.
Do we do anything this week at all?
We watched
Mark's
Bam.
Been in Seattle all week.
I went to the market and I found out that things are interesting.
Yeah,
Pike
Place Market.
Pike Place
awesome.
Market yesterday.
I did. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What did you end up eating there? Did you just go to Ivers?
Went to Ivers, but like I grabbed some cheese because I found like this wall of
Beecher's
cheese.
Cheese.
No, the cheese shop. It's got all the cheese in it.
And the wine and the other shit. Like, it was amazing.
If you turn around directly behind the cheeses is eggs. There's, like, a dairy shop in that corner. And they got, like... They don't. It's just one ostrich egg. It's just a shell. But they have, like, quail eggs and duck eggs and stuff.
Just eggs for $25. Yeah.
I did go and have a crepe.
Where are the crepes?
It's right next to Honest Biscuits.
It is right next to Honest Biscuits. And, like, I tell you, like, I thought about going to Honest Biscuits, but, like, a friend of mine who grew up here was like, you need to go to Ivers and have them, like, have one on me. And I'm like, okay, are you meeting me there or something? They're like, well, no. But, like, you should have one because I miss that place and I grew up there and I'm now longer there. And
yeah,
like,
there's a lot of Ivers. It's kind of like a chain.
It's a chain, yeah.
Well, no, like, this
but there's
one
there's, like, a good one down on the waterfront.
The one,
down
one in the corner?
It's right right past Pier 55.
Yeah, it's, like, right where they have all the construction happening next to it.
So you seem to like Ye Olde Curiosity Shop.
I hated it.
Really? I didn't go in.
I thought it was ridiculous and there was... I didn't get it, maybe. Because, like, I expected more, like, curiosities, and there were just, like, a couple mummies, and that was it.
I mean, so, here's the thing about the old Curiosity Shop. I mean, I figured it would be, like, a freak show type of deal, which it was, but, like,
it wasn't enough of that for me.
That's fair. I mean, it looked really more like a giant gift shop than
anything else.
That's
what it was. It was a giant gift shop with, like, two mummies on the wall.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be more mummies, I think is what I wanted.
A little disappointing, but really good.
The map store was cool, though.
I could have gotten, like, a 50% off ferry boat tour.
Oh, I've done that.
Like, they were going to charge me, like, $14, because it was, like, 20-something or whatever to do it.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, a surprise, like, last-minute thing, right? They were like, but, like, if not enough people are on, we'll just, like, refund you or whatever. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do that and chance it.
Yeah.
I'll do this another day. And I'm like, I'm never doing this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should find time to go take the Seattle Underground tour before you go, though.
I do want to do that.
That's
I'm
cool.
Really
you haven't done
history.
That either, have you?
We should make a day of it.
Yeah, you should.
I mean...
Take a day off.
Where is it?
Pioneer Square.
Pioneer Square? They have stuff underground.
It's old Seattle. It's the Seattle that was here before they built over it. There was a Seattle. Yeah, they tell you the story, but there was a Seattle, and then it got all, like, flooded out and muddied out or whatever.
Shut the front door.
So they just built on top of it.
Yeah, okay. I like Pioneer Square. Remember when we went to the International District?
Like, that's why it's called Comedy Underground, because it's in Pioneer Square.
It's underground.
Like, I don't think it is, actually, but...
Oscars tonight, everybody.
Oh yeah, the Oscars are tonight.
Bill Paxton
Oscar predictions. Who do you think's going to win?
I don't know. Who's a famous person. Who's in the running?
Manchester by the Sea.
I don't know what that is.
Arrival.
Arrival is good.
I think Manchester by the Sea did better. It was at the movie theater for a while. The one on 45th.
Oh, the one that we don't.
Yeah,
like.
We never go to that for some reason.
It's like, oh, we're just charging extra $6.
No. The one on 45th that we've never gone to. The one in Wallingford on 45th.
Oh, like the Guild Theater.
Yeah. What other ones were there? I think.
Oh, the Queen.
I don't remember yet.
Oh Jesus!
Holy shit!
Oh no! Oh, no.
Oh, I'm really excited about that, come to think of it. Thank you, Phil.
Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
I'm not...
Didn't you just watch it?
I'm not for it. No, the new one, the live-action one.
You're not for it. Why?
I don't like unnecessary remakes. I don't see a live-action version as purposeful or useful.
It's necessary.
I disagree.
I already saw it. Wasn't impressed.
I'm not going to begrudge... You did not see it.
I saw Beauty and the Beast.
Not the live. Okay, here's the ones for the big one.
Okay, the big one.
Manchester by the Sea.
Uh huh.
Fences.
Don't know what it is.
Lion.
Don't know what it is.
La La Land.
I heard of it.
It's a musical. Hidden Figures.
Don't know what it is.
Yeah, you do. It's the three black ladies who programmed the space flight.
I want to see that movie.
I want to see it too. Yeah, I haven't gotten around to it. You saw at least three previews for it in every movie we went to for the last 2 months. There's been a preview. Moonlight, Hell or High Water, Hacksaw Ridge, Arrival.
Wow. I've seen Arrival.
I've heard of four of these movies.
La La Land, I think, might be a hit. Might be a winner.
People like that one, apparently.
This person that I, I know someone on Facebook who... went to, like, there's, like, a marathon of all 10 Best Picture movies.
Oh,
it's, like, a 24-hour marathon. And... 3D
on March 7th. What the hell,
phone? Why is your phone is advertising to you?
I really don't know why it's doing this to guys.
I don't know either. It's haunted.
Like, I don't know where it's coming
spooktacular.
From. Spoopy. So spoopy.
I think this person seems to think that that Moonlight's going to win.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Aren't they going to be pleasantly surprised
or,
when they're wrong?
Or Lion. But anyway, Fences was apparently a play.
Oh. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be whatever box office it was that paid a lot of money to win the award.
La La Land.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be La La Land.
Yeah, they made the most.
Yeah, they don't mean anything, the awards.
Arrival was really good, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was good. What else did we do this week? I found out I might have to start working 50-hour week, so that's fun.
Oh, ooh. Delightful.
Yeah, salary.
I'm excited for Logan next
week.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to go to the Logan movie.
I am going to be staying here another week.
Oh, yeah, you will. That's right.
Gonna go see
you were going to be here.
Movie?
Sure, let's go see Wolverine movie.
We're
going
to do that next Friday.
All right.
Awesome. I guess it really depends on, like, where my team is at, like, in their stuff and what they want to do.
Hey,
yeah,
are you cool if
so
Jill Crash is here 2 days instead of one?
The what?
Are you cool if Jill Crash is here 2 days instead of one?
Yes.
It's not like you're...
I don't know.
I mean, I guess
sure.
It's on recorded podcast.
I don't care.
Like, yeah, this is like proposing to someone in public. Like, you can't say no.
Is it like, is she going to sleep on the bed? Because otherwise
no,
I don't
like
give a
shit.
No, like
the air mattress.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as I get my whole bed.
No, I thought I'd invite someone over and give her your spot in the bed. I
right.
still get to sleep in the bed with her.
Right. That's what
but...
I'm saying. Like, I don't care. Whatever.
No,
you get the
of
floor,
course.
You'll be fine.
As
yeah.
long as she doesn't care if I just sit here in my underwear.
I don't think she cares. I don't think she cares even half of a shit. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Good to know.
All right. Okay. Let's be done with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good day to you.
Mark will still be here. For a few more weeks, if you're in Seattle, come
yeah.
hang out with
if
us.
You,
tip your weight, Steph.
If you don't live in Seattle, all of y'all should just up and move.
You shouldn't here. Because the housing prices are going to get even higher if you do.
Yeah.
And also, chances are, if you're listening to this, you cannot currently afford to live in Seattle.
I don't know why you would assume that.
Yeah.
Anyway, goodbye.
Look for my new book coming out on Kindle. Sure, yeah.
You have a Kindle
well,
book?
We have to sign, we'll just sign out.
Yeah, no, okay. no, sign out, come on.
Be Peach. It's like a, like...
Peeps out.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.